So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My guest today has a PhD in intimacy. Oh my goodness, I definitely do not have one of those, I must say. I'd like to welcome Dr. Ebony Utley from Long Beach, California. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, I think this topic is perfectly germane. So Dr. Utley looks at intimacy interrupted by infidelity. She studies the relationship between hip-hop and love, rappers' intimate relationships with God, and she's also interested in the impact of healing from sexual violation. So this is just perfect for this time of year. Maybe just start out with what was something that opened up for you where you were interested in studying intimacy? What got you interested in this?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started out doing a lot of work on hip hop, and I was very interested in rappers, and I was reading a lot of their personal biographies, and I realized that a lot of them had primary families and secondary families and sometimes tertiary families, and I wonder how that worked for the women and the children in particular. So I started doing interviews with women about their experiences with infidelity, and I collected all of this data, and I've published on it, but I'm like, you know what? Not enough people read journal articles. Like, how else could I get this information out into the world? And so then I designed Love Lines, and Love Lines is a game that's designed to help college students improve their intimate relationships. So I was able to take the lines from my interviews and put them into the game and help people prepare for interruptions and infidelity and hopefully prevent them from happening.
That's really interesting. You know, I look at the whole dating age, and you know, I'm a little bit thankful at this point. I'm not in the dating scene, but the whole thing about like dating, online dating, text dating, it seems like it's just sort of grounds for an easy infidelity.
In some ways, yes, but it also makes it easier to meet people and form like really solid relationships too. And if you are being unfaithful with technology, it's easier to cheat. So it's just, they're just more layers than there always have been.
That is so interesting. What are some of the findings from your study? What are some of the things that showed up that maybe surprised you?
Oh my goodness, there are so many things. But the most recent piece is about infidelity's coexistence with intimate partner abuse and the idea that some acts of infidelity are actually IPA acts. So not predecessors to, but actual acts. So let's say sexual abuse. If your partner is cheating on you and not using condoms and then forcing you to have sex when he or she comes home and you get an STI, that's not just infidelity, but that's infidelity as sexual abuse because of the transferal of the STI. So at least 20 women in my studies got STIs from their partners in committed relationships.
Yes, I have had that experience in my family, although not me personally. Mm-hmm. What can we do if, let's say we're in a situation, we're in a relationship with someone, and we're kind of aware of abuse, but we don't know what to do and we don't know what to turn, like they're just not being kind to us, but you know that feeling where the women have where they don't feel they can leave because they have kids or they have, you know, money needs?
Yeah, absolutely. It is incredibly difficult, but start to make a plan. I mean, it's impossible to just get up and leave one day when you're financially dependent on that person and that person is the parent to your children, but try to make a plan and get women, other women that you really trust involved. That's what women in my study did. One woman said it took her a year to move out of her house, and she just packed every night a little bit at a time, put the boxes in her trunk, took them to the new apartment until, you know, one day, a year later, she picked up her kids from school and were able to take them to the fully furnished new apartment.
I got full chills when you said that. And I just want to say to the listeners, if you're in that space where you need a change, it's okay to be quiet about it and be private about it and make your plan quietly. You know, it's not about confronting the person if they're highly abusive. You know, you may at some point need to, but this isn't like, just when she said that, that sort of 1 year planning, that getting ready, that preparation, that just felt really good to me the way you were saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I had another woman who saved her money and bought herself a one-way ticket and gave it to her best friend and said, "Hold this for me. And the day I need it, I'll come for it." And it was a really abusive situation with her husband. She went to her friend's house with the clothes on her back and was like, "I'm ready for that ticket." She left town and never came back. You know, so
wow,
it is about making those quiet plans with like one person that you can really trust.
Wow. Tell me a little bit about the game, the Love Lines. That sounds really cool.
It's my entrepreneurial baby. It's my first product. And right now we're targeting it to college students because, you know, who you choose to partner with and who you choose to have children with are some of the most important decisions you will ever make in life. And everyone's just winging it. There's no point where you get training on how to choose a good partner for you. And the game is designed to do that. So we have the lines for my research and they show up in the game and players match them with positive rationales and negative rationales in relationships. Because sometimes you know that something doesn't feel right, but you don't know what it is. The game gives you language for identifying what doesn't feel right. Like, oh, right, that's gaslighting. Oh, that's relationship inequity, right? So that once you know the vocabulary, the idea is that you can make better decisions for yourself and your relationships.
I love that. I love that observation because I feel like there's one place where we cut off our awareness, and that's like to stay in a bad relationship. It's like we cut off this knowing. We cut off this place where we know things because staying in it can be so vital for certain reasons. So by giving language to certain things, I love that. That's awesome. You know, this time goes by so fast. Let's see, what else can we share in just a few minutes? What are some signs that a relationship is really blossoming? What are some of the things where you know, like, hey, this is really working?
When you like the person you are with your partner, you know, when you can just say, "I really like me when I'm with you," then you know that's a relationship that's working.
Oh, I love it. So how can we find you, Dr. Ebony Utley?
I am all over the internet.
Yes, so don't be a stranger. She's actually on Twitter. She's at theutleyexperience.com. And then how do we get your game? Where do we find that?
That's actually lovelinesonline.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.